This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed three ministers. Leaders of both ruling and opposition parties urge government to investigate the allegations that tax rate in the budget was changed. Department of Food Technology and Quality Control urges people to be cautious to avoid waterborne diseases like cholera. And six killed in a gun attack during an Independence Day parade near the U.S. city of Chicago. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has reshuffled the Council of Ministers. On the recommendation of Prime Minister Deuba, President Bidya Devi Bhandari made changes to the existing Council of Ministers. Accordingly, Mrigendra Kumar Singh Yadav has been appointed the Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Mohammad Istiaq Rai as the Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, and Pradeep Yadav as the Minister for Forests and Environment. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers yesterday. The Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal recalled three ministers who were representing the party in the cabinet and recommended the new ministers in their place. Prior to this, Renu Yadav was the Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Ram Sahaya Yadav was the Minister for Forests and Environment, and Mahendra Rai Yadav was the Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development. The House of Representatives has unanimously endorsed the Madan Bhandari University of Science and Technology University Bill 2019. Education Minister Devendra Poudil presented the bill in the House meeting seeking an endorsement of the bill. Likewise, three bills that originated in the National Assembly were also tabled in the House of Representatives yesterday. Medicine Third Amendment Bill 2022, bill designed to protect health workers and health institutions First Amendment 2022, and Railway Bill 2022 were tabled in the House seeking deliberations. The House meeting also sent the Policy Research Academy Bill to the concerned committee for a clause-wise deliberation. The annual report of the government for the current fiscal year was also presented in the meeting. The National Assembly has unanimously approved to send the COVID-19 Crisis Management Bill 2021 to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberations. Earlier yesterday, Health Minister Bhawani Prasad Khapung presented a proposal to that end in the National Assembly meeting. Meanwhile, speaking in the special hour of the National Assembly session, lawmakers drew the government's attention to the students not getting textbooks a long time after the commencement of the new academic session of schools. Lawmakers also called the attention of the government to the problem of lack of fertilizers faced by farmers. The Department of Food Technology and Quality Control has urged the consumers to avoid eating food kept in open place to avoid diarrhea and other diseases. The department has urged the consumers to remain vigilant as the number of diarrhea patients has started increasing in the valley and some places outside the valley. Doctors have been noting that food prepared and sold openly on the side of the road is harmful to health. A new sub-variant of Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been detected in Nepal. According to the Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division Director Dr. Chuman Lal Das, gene sequencing conducted at a lab of Kaveri Palanchuk based Dholigal Hospital confirmed the presence of the BE5 sub-variant. Division Director Das said a further study about the virus was going on and the division was trying to identify its carrier. Earlier, the BA2 Omicron variant of Omicron was found and the gene sequencing of the sample of infected is on the way at the National Public Health Laboratory in Taiku. CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has called for forming a parliamentary committee to investigate into the incident of non-availability of the CCTV footage at the Finance Ministry in course of the budget formulation. seeking special time in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday. The leader of the main opposition in Parliament challenged the government to have this episode investigated. He also demanded that the government should make matters clear regarding what has been happening concerning the US State Partnership Program, SPP. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Kant and Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, held a meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singha Darbar yesterday. Home Minister Secretariat said that during the meeting, both sides exchanged views regarding further deepening and consolidating the mutual relations between Nepal and India. Home Minister Kant also urged India to facilitate the supply of chemical fertilizer for agriculture sector in keeping with the agreement reached between the governments of both countries. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased the price of petroleum products. The state-owned fuel utility increased 2 rupees in the price of petrol, 9 rupees in diesel and kerosene, and 5 rupees in aviation fuel. The price of aviation fuel and LPG gas cylinder has remained intact, the NOC said. The price of petroleum products has been revised following the spike in the price list obtained from the Indian Oil Corporation, IOC. The corporation stated that the cost of price petroleum products was continuously increasing and so was for the payment of purchase of the same. It is estimated that the arrears to be paid to the IOC would reach 30 billion rupees as of July 8. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. US police have taken a man into custody after 6 people were killed at an Independence Day parade near Chicago. Police say 22-year-old Robert E. Crimethird was arrested after a brief chase. At least 24 other people were injured in the city of Highland Park after a gunman used a high-powered rifle to target people from a rooftop. It is the latest mass shooting to hit the U.S. There has been one in every week of 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden said he was shocked by the violence. Crimer was arrested after an hours-long manhunt. He was referred to as a person of interest in the shooting, but after his arrest, police said they believed he was responsible. The suspected shooter opened the fire at the parade just a few minutes after it began. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his defense minister to continue the offensive in Ukraine after Russia captured the city of Lysychansk. Putin was shown on Russian TV calling on forces on all the fronts to pursue their aims according to previously approved plans. The capture means that all of Luhansk region is now in Russian hands. Earlier, the region's Ukrainian governor said the city was abandoned so Russians would not destroy it from a distance. Soldiers have now moved to new fortified positions. Losing the city and ceding control of Luhansk to Russia was painful, he said, but added, this is just one battle that they had lost, but not the war. He pleaded for more weapons from the West to offset the Russian advantage. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country, light to moderate rain, with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of the country, chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed 3 ministers. Leaders of both ruling and opposition parties urge government to investigate the allegations that tax rate in the budget were changed. Department of Food Technology and Quality Control urges people to be cautious to avoid waterborne diseases like cholera. And 6 killed in a gun attack during an Independence Day parade near the U.S. city of Chicago. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.